Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go.
Okay, and I'm a year older with you.
Yeah.
Did they take that video down? There was a video, your porn video. I thought I retweeted it.
My porn video?
Yeah, remember somebody was...
It wasn't porn. It was the wet wrestling. The Shawl Skank Redemption.
Where is it? Yeah, I thought I retweeted it.
People warden beef curtains.
Where the fuck is it? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on my Twitter. Yeah, Barry, I was looking for the guy who tweeted you. Barry Ribs. Bobby Riggs, at Bobby Riggs. Yo, what's up, you bitches? I'm going to be on Burning Brennan today with my good friend and comedic partner, Kevin Brennan and Brian McCarthy. You won't want to miss this. I drove to the future, and turns out I'm booked for 3 more gigs in the year 3000. Air Ribs.
Well, as I said last time, I do not know whose Twitter that shit is. That's not mine.
That's not you.
Might as well be in.
No.
You should be in cahoots with him. The guy's hilarious.
He is funny.
Invite him over and shit.
I don't know who he is. Somebody's trolling me. It's at K Building Bridges. He uses my everything the same. He actually retweeted word for word something I put up the other day.
About the
Eagles game.
Has its own like a Twitter thing. It's at Brian P. McCarthy T-shirts.
Is it bogus?
Extra $15, I'll jerk off in a T-shirt, which I will.
Bogus?
I came in a T-shirt twice today. It's bogus. No, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm sure. I mean, some guy or girl, maybe.
No, I'm trying to follow me, but I can't because all he does is retweet Neil.
Oh yeah, that's really funny. How you doing, by the way?
Me?
How's your 2019?
Yo.
You ever think you make it this far? I mean, honestly, it's amazing. Like you're still like among
Let's
the living.
About William Stevenson, how about that?
I don't follow. Who's that?
He passed on. Kevin knows him.
You just talked about him on Monday. We actually brought him up on our show, and he died on Monday. He keeps saying to Neil, this guy, Kevin Brennan, "Hey brother, want to reconnect?" Whenever Neil, so I can't read. I can't. Whenever I try to see what he's responding to, I'm blocked on Neil. So then he goes another one. He goes Artie Quitter or Artie Lang. I guess wanted me to switch places with William Stevenson.
Okay.
He goes William Stevenson. Too bad you can't switch places with Kevin Brennan.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
So then my fake account goes, "Fuck you, fatty. How's your nose looking?"
Oh, shit.
And then people are like, "Oh, that shit's hacked." So they thought it was me.
Well,
thought I'm trolling.
Too far from the mark.
They think I'm going right for his fatness and his nose.
Okay.
But I'll mention heroin or something.
No, yeah, exactly. You'll get right in there.
I'm going to go after Artie. Yeah, William Stevenson died, I guess, over the weekend. And then we mentioned him on our show on Monday.
Monday. Show.
And then I was seeing tweets that blah blah blah. Because I guess this guy. So I guess I guess on Misery Loves Company, I said William dies. They should say he's a terrible MC and even worse person. So somebody fed the quote back to me. I go, "That's not nice."
No.
But I remember saying that because he was he was around for a long time, but he used to be a really good MC, and he just got worse and worse and worse.
But they say
he was a legend and a fucking... But anyway, he used to go to the crowd. He goes, he would literally berate them. He goes, "If you take your phones out, we're going to kick you out." He would just berate them for 5 minutes, and then he'd go, "You ready for the show?" And they would be like, "No, we're not at all."
Ready to have a good time?
Not at all ready for the show.
That makes
but since he's dead, yep. He was terrific. He was a terrific guy.
Yeah.
Great MC.
Time heals all wounds.
He was an icon.
Yeah.
Comedy Cellar called him an icon. They gave him one spot a night.
Right. And no free mozzarella wings.
Oh, this fat fuck.
How fat was he?
He was so fat. You want to hear how fat he was?
Yeah.
He used to, when he, in the summer, he'd wear a T-shirt. And I would go, "Keep it going for William Stevenson working this late into his pregnancy." It would get a huge laugh. So he stopped wearing T-shirts. Then he would wear like a hoodie, a big hoodie, so you couldn't see how pregnant he was. He would get a free, as an MC, you get a free meal. He would eat dessert every fucking thing. And then he goes, yeah, I'm counting my steps. He would walk from the Comedy Cellar to the West 4th Street subway stop. I'm like, you don't need a counter for that, you fat fuck.
It's like 18 steps.
It's probably 60. And then he lived in the Bronx. If he would have just walked to the Bronx once in a while, he'd still be alive.
How old was he when he passed?
61.
It's relatively young.
That's very old for a black man who's that fat, who's that out of shape.
Was this a guy that was on the Louis show that played the bus driver?
Yep, yep.
Oh, shit. Yep.
No. Just showed you a picture of him.
He can't see.
Oh, well.
Could have been Carol Channing, who also passed away.
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carol Channing. Wait, and he took her to your prom.
Because he's old.
Yeah. She was,
what are you, was 93.
What are you about me tomorrow when I die?
She was 97. Nothing, by the way.
Nobody had anything good to say about William Stevenson. Of course, till he died. Then he was a fucking icon and a legend and blah, blah, blah. And, you know.
Beloved.
Beloved.
Right. Wow. Yeah, 61 is young to die.
Not for him. I literally think the last time I saw him, I said, I can't believe you're still alive.
Well, why do you?
I mean, I'm not jinxing myself or him. I'm just saying, like, it was always amazing. Man, like, he's the guy, like, he kept showing up terribly out of shape.
Right.
You know, and black don't crack, but it fucking croaks.
You can't be fat and black and old. It just doesn't happen. Wilford Brimley is still with us.
They don't know what he even died of. There's so many suspects out there. You know,
diabetes.
John Donnelly trying to get more MC spots.
Right.
No, I mean, he probably had a heart attack or something, but who knows? You know.
Well,
anyway, I just got my physical yesterday, my yearly.
How'd you do?
She fingered me.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm going to put...
You wait for your physical.
Yeah. She goes, I'm going to put some lube on. I go, well, I don't know if I need lube. I'm already ready to go.
You're already all juiced up.
She's a Hispanic lady doctor.
Your doctor? A little bit?
When she looks at me a certain way, she's very attractive.
Did you get hard?
I think yesterday I had my shirt off because she has to check for tumors.
All right.
And those lesions.
Huh?
And she actually kind of looked at me like
sarcoma.
Yeah, she looked at me kind of like a little dreamily. Really? Yeah.
You got a thing with these Hispanic girls.
And my cholesterol levels are low, down.
You.
I think because she's like, yeah, they're down. I guess because I stopped eating ice cream.
All right.
And I'm not drinking as much. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite William Stevenson memory?
Oh, fuck. I forgot we had a fucking read today.
That's not going to sell anything.
We'll do the read. Who cares? It's fine.
No, I was ready, and I fucking forgot.
Are you really that worked up about Kevin, Blue Chew?
Oh, fuck. Do you know?
Blue Chew.
Because I read the copy over the weekend, and I fucking forgot. Shut up! I read the copy over the weekend, and then I'm like, oh, it's not till Wednesday. And of course, it's Wednesday. Nobody fucking reminds me anything.
Put the paper on.
I need a thing on one of those ribbons on my finger.
It's Blue Chew. It's the same properties and Viagra.
But I can't hack it up.
I'm improving it right now. It's same properties as Viagra and Cialis, and it keeps your cock hard.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, for all kind of stuff. Yeah, for gay or straight, you chew it, and it's like a Viagra or Cialis, but is it like gummy flavored, boys?
It can be.
We're supposed to get samples. We haven't gotten them yet. So.
Would you try one for real?
If you're around.
Yeah. Oh, you don't need one when I'm around, you faggot.
Hey, now.
Talk about honey on ice cream.
I don't need any assistance like you young guys, man.
When's the last time you got late? Can I ask you a question?
You ask me that every time I'm here.
When's the last time you got late?
I said around the JFK administration.
Yeah, but for real, though. Like, are women attracted to your talent or your looks?
My dick.
All right, well.
My dick. That's how he say it in the Beth.
Oh, yo.
That's what they call Elizabeth. The Beth.
Is that they call Elizabeth the Beth, really?
Yeah, the Beth.
The Beth you've ever had.
Oh, the Beth, like they shorten it.
Elizabeth.
The Beth.
No, Kevin, you would love Elizabeth.
It's the embroidery capital of the world.
Let me see if I can see it. Go ahead, caller.
We got a caller.
Kevin, you can do your read. This is Chad. I'm calling from Kansas City.
Hey.
Hey, Chad.
Kansas or Missouri side?
I'm more on the Kansas side. I'm in Kansas City right now as we speak.
Wow, excited.
You're not making good time.
Well, I'm doing a show tonight. Oh, by the way, everyone at the St. Louis Funny Bone, all the comics, they knew who I was from this show.
Oh, cool.
You got a fan base out here, baby.
They don't book me!
He's slowing it down a little.
How are shows going, buddy?
No, I was at the St. Louis Funny Bone, and then you know, whatever. And then they're like, it was 2 years ago.
It's weird because
you got to blow to.
It's weird because I know because you run, you have a collapsed arch.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say something with the arch. I almost said something with the arch.
Can we have a bell to ring for a rim shot?
Somebody wants to. Oh, my phone! Fucking phone! Jesus Christ!
Doing?
I'm trying to find that Bluetooth. And we have a guy who wants to be. Hey, first I want to say I'm a huge fan of your stand-up. My name is Johnny Spillane. I am a junior at Rutgers. I am in the communication school, and I'm looking for internship opportunities. I have experience as a production assistant. I really want to learn, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you might have to take that name out. We need any interns?
Yeah, coffee, two sugars.
We got interns.
Yeah, we have Steve, right? The new guy.
Yep.
All right, he's good.
Are you an intern?
No, he's here from Yale.
Yes, I'm an intern.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they hired you.
No,
so can we get our own interns for our own show?
What?
Get me coffee when I knock it over.
We could bury some more gray hair.
Chad, what do you got?
Will's a big fan. He's a friend of mine. He's sitting in the audience right now. Will is in the audience. He told me to call in, so I'm doing it.
Isn't this a guy from Delta?
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Hey, we know that guy.
Right? I know. I guess he's mad now.
You're the guy?
We snitched him out.
Well, snitches need stitches. All right. Chad, how are your shows going?
Well, I'm driving to Los Angeles, and I'm breaking it up with shows. Tomorrow I'm going to be in Omaha at the Funny Bone all weekend.
When are you going to be at the Cracker Barrel?
That's your favorite restaurant.
That's how I break it up.
Do you like the Cracker Barrel?
I love the Cracker Barrel. You got to get that fucking pork chop breakfast.
Ooh.
Oh, it's the fucking die for. Ask William Stevenson. It's fucking delicious. You get two. It's the best pork chops in the country. Two pork chops, three eggs, home fries, delicious. What are those gooey apples? The apples in the syrup.
Really? That goes for breakfast?
Ritz. Well, you get to have it all day. It's fucking. You eat some raisin bread. You get in your car and then you have it for like a big breakfast lunch when you're finally
fall asleep the minute you eat that.
All right, because you have the sweet tea, caffeine in the sweet tea.
Oh, God.
When we drove cross country, we stopped at Cracker Barrel every day. We never stopped any place else, just
but
Cracker Barrel.
Shoney's?
Huh? No, what do you think? Do I look black to you? I look like I want to get shot at a Shoney's?
Shoney's in Tennessee is the best breakfast buffet.
Yeah, I don't do buffet. I don't like to be standing around with a bunch of dirty fucking Southerners.
Go ahead. Yeah, thank you.
People farting and I hate buffets because it's like you're a fucking herd of cattle, like moving slowly. Like, you mind if I grab some a fork? I don't want people near me in the morning.
No, I'm with you. I don't like buffets either.
I mean, I don't mind them at night in Vegas. You know when you're
hey,
yeah.
Luck be a lady tonight.
All right, this guy's all right.
Right, eggs Benedict. It's all right.
Hey, can you guys print out the copy for the Blue Chews? Because I can't find it on my phone.
We can throw it up on your screen in front of you.
Whatever's easier.
Captain Hollywood over here.
Brian can't. Hey, gentlemen, remember the days when you're always ready to go?
Yes.
Back when you could finish with a lady and then be ready to perform again. Remember, Chad? And when you performed...
Said
when
lady.
And when you performed, it was never at three-quarters mast. No, always at full mast. But like all things, age catches up and can impact your performance. But thanks to our new sponsor, BlueChew.com, you can increase your performance. I don't want to get paid for this. You can increase your performance and get some extra firepower in bed for free with promo code BRIDGES. Yeah. Get it? BRIDGES.
Yeah.
It's BlueChew.com, BlueChew, one word, .com. That's blue like the color blue and chew because BlueChew.com has created the first chewable supplement packed with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Since they're chewable, you can give them to the kids. Kidding. Since they're chewable.
It's your Lamborghini.
Mom, it won't go down.
Let mommy suck. Let me suck on it, mommy. Don't worry. I'll make it go down. Mommy knows how to make the thing go down.
Hey, you're
worry.
Saying I gave my kid a chewable, and then my wife sucks his dick to make it go down?
Woo!
I refuse to get paid for this read.
Right.
Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. Is that true? So you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
The door closes, I'm ready to go. I'm over here.
Whenever opportunity arises, get it? Arises. Yeah, with Blue Chew, you'll be at 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, but it can shorten your recovery period if you want to go again in the same night. Right, Barry? I bet your bitch wants it twice a night. Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package.
Right.
No in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy. And best of all, I've been told that your dick gets harder faster. They did the same read on The View.
Yeah, sure.
What's not to love? They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com and get your free shipment free when you use our special promo code BRIDGES.
Yeah.
Just pay $5 shipping. Again, Blue, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code BRIDGES to try it free. That's amazing.
Also, on Friday nights for Orthodox Jews, they have Blue Chew. Which is a different product, but
find
no pork in that.
This guy's on fire.
There you go.
Are you offended? Are you offended by anti-Semitism, Barry? Well, how did you get out of Auschwitz, by the way?
Well, he was 44.
He took his family. He took all his children.
I'll be right back. I'm going out for bagels.
I'm going into a spot.
That was his last spot he did.
Barry, we love you.
Hack will set you free.
Barry, you are gold. You're an old Jew.
The family, the fans love you.
They really do.
Yeah. We had Colin Quinn tonight, and we bumped him today.
Act like he's impossible to get. I just saw him. The William. You know what the funny thing was? They had the, it's not really funny. Hope Noam doesn't hear about this. They had the Comedy Cellar Christmas party on Monday night.
Okay.
But everybody was What?
Kevin, what are your thoughts on the passing of William Stevenson?
Yeah, thanks. I was just going to talk about that, Chad.
Right.
You just got fired for your internship.
Yeah. Ed Mick, nobody cares.
No, but the funny thing was, I went there, I heard he died, then I had a spot, and then I forgot they had a Christmas party. So everyone's at the Christmas party. Everyone's moping.
Right.
Everyone's just moping because you have to pretend like you're all sad because one of our fucking fellow soldiers passed.
The Army of Comedy.
So I said to Attell, I go, who was there? Are there any suspects? As a joke, you know?
Right.
Attell goes, he gave me that fucking face like, out of respect for William, I'm not going to even address that. But don't fight, right? That's why Attell was better when he was a drunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when sometimes he takes shit too seriously. His boyfriend was there, Jeff Ross. What do you think about Jeff Ross? He's a fucking hack. I know Jeff Ross, I know he hears shit. Well, I tweet about him. I tweet shit. So he saw me. He kind of gave me a look like, I just went to shake his hand. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'm like, you cannot shake my hand. I shake your hand. I'm not a fucking afraid of you. You fat Jew!
There you go.
.com.
Right. It's BlueChew.com.
Oh, sorry.
Kevin's on fire today.
Different sponsor.
Yo, different sponsor. Right.
And Judd Apatow was there, too. I don't know if he's something. I don't know if he hears I'm talking shit. He didn't even go to shake my hand. He was with other people. He kind of was just, so I just kind of made eye contact. He was right near the door. I walked in. I go, hey, Judd Apatow. I just patted him on the shoulder. It's like being at the fucking LA Improv. I know how to fucking... I give some people fist pump. I shake other people's hands. I give other people a high five. Right, Chad?
I'm gonna be doing that shortly. I'll be at the Hollywood Improv next Saturday.
Provided you're.
All he does is plug this.
What are you gonna be, Val?
He's driving across country. Like, I'll tell you what, Chad's a worker, man.
Yeah, you gonna be valet in there?
Right.
No, I do the show, baby.
You're already on the show. You're already on the spot. You already have a spot, as they say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my home club when I'm in L.A. is the Hollywood Improv. They've been putting me up forever.
Oh, they do? They give you spots on regular shows?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just out past at the Comedy Store.
Wow. Is your name on the wall?
I don't think so.
I'll give you $50 if you cross out Neil and put Kevin Brennan instead. That would go viral. You and Sam Tripoli can do that, and then you get hot.
Imagine you have to get passed by Pauly Shore.
Yeah, right?
Like, really?
Getting passed by Carrot Top, you bring all your fucking props.
Gallagher's like, your work is, you're funny.
It's a little pedantic.
It's a pedantic, right? It's just,
whatever that means.
Premises are flawed.
Yeah, a little derivative.
You have a little blue chew.
Yeah.
Right. Or is he called Blue Jew?
Barry, you got a haircut?
Murph. Did
you
get Murph Merkstein. Hello?
He looks like such a tourist with the I Love New York shirt and the, Chad, so how many people said they're fans of you from my show?
I had three people come up. They're big comedy fans. They were comics. It was the
yeah, they're comics. That's the problem. When I was out there to Funny Bone 2 years ago, a lot of comics were like, what's Patrice like? I'm like, dead?
Yeah, right. They, ask William Stevenson.
They heard me. They heard me on Jim and Sam or Jim and Opie, and then they were like, ah, yeah. So, but they're comics looking for tips. Right, Barry?
Right.
Where are you staying? You staying in hotels, Chad?
Yeah, well, I'm staying in a hotel tonight, but tomorrow I'm at the Comedy Condo in Omaha.
Well, oh, yeah, I've been there.
What's up, good insurance?
I'll be on Todd and Tyler. I'll give you a shout-out.
Can you pick up some steaks?
Yeah, they're frozen.
Omaha steaks. Hey, who's still warm? Who wants? Who, are you going to see Wendy in Denver on your way out?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing the Denver Comedy Works this Tuesday.
Oh, good. Hey, those potatoes can skin themselves.
Wait, this Tuesday? Hey, were you on a wagon train? You with the card rights?
Wish it was a Donner party.
It's going to take, you're not going to be in Denver till Tuesday?
Yeah, because I'm at Omaha all weekend.
Oh, who are you working with?
John Heffron. You know him? I never worked with him.
Yeah, he's that white guy from
Canada, isn't he?
Wasn't he on the Last Comic Standing?
Is he from Canada?
Yeah.
Chad, you on a delay?
Seriously.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm driving. I'm in Kansas right now.
Oh.
Hey, Kevin, when you drove across country with your family, did you take the southern route or the northern route?
Southern. I never take the northern route.
Fucked up.
Why?
Well, no, I wasn't stopping for 5 days in Omaha.
Right.
I drove straight through.
You're taking the sights in Omaha.
Yeah. The northern,
look how flat it is.
The northern route, well, first of all, the northern route, the weather's worse, and it's boring as fuck. Southern route's better. More your Cracker Barrels, too. So try to fuck KQ Quigley while you're out there.
I'm friends with her, man. I don't see her that way. She's like a cool chick that acts like one of the guys.
Right? How about when she's sucking your dick? Does she act like one of the guys? Right. She uses a lot of teeth because when guys suck my dick, they're very toothy.
Oh, because you use Blue Chew.
Yeah, my dick gets real big and
hard and wet. A lot of pre-cum.
Hey, Kevin, name five of the top hottest female comics. Five hot-looking comics.
Oh.
Female.
No, but she whores it up like crazy. I'm just trolling her now just to get her on the show. No, but every picture, she's got no top on. She's fucking always showing her. Her tits are fake, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna go with Whitney Cummings.
Whitney Cummings, she's a bony fucking scarecrow.
That's what I like,
huh? You like them bony?
Yeah, I like them bony. I use Blue Chew. I can fuck anything.
She directed Female Brain.
Huh?
He directed the Female Brain.
Neil. Be like,
yeah, but for real, get KQ Quigley either on the phone, call in with her one day, or try to fuck her, try to finger her. Yeah.
Finger blaster in that Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah, when you're saying, when you're walking her out to her car, try to fucking grope her.
Put a newspaper down those
clubs. I could have her probably call into this episode. You want me to get off the phone and text her to have her call
no,
in?
No. Call in with her. You. I want you to be with her in person.
We can probably
so she knows I'm joking and everything.
Phone at the same time.
Not joking. But I think it's like when you're a woman comic, I think you have to have a little respect for, you can't be such a whore.
Yeah.
Lisa, it's like, what are you, a whore or are you a comic?
Right. Karen McPhee.
It's like they all, well, right. they're all like, I'm Kim Kardashian.
Right.
But I'm also funny.
Right. Tell you, ever have airplane food? Look at my pussy.
That's how I feel like it is. You're like, what could you possibly care what she has to say?
Right. Now I'm with
all you want to do is see those titties. But she'd be like, if I fucking tease my fucking balls out, you know, like the side shot of my balls. I'm coming to Denver.
Coming to Denver. Hey,
Wendy. I mean, what am I saying? What am I, a sex show or am I a comedy show?
Yeah. Do a nice gaping asshole shot.
Right. Gaping asshole. Yeah. Leave my... need my rectal exam out of it. She's got my prostate doing great. Yeah.
Two blacks walk into a bar.
Hey, Chad, Chad, we got to hang up. You're slowing the show down.
Drive safely.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, don't get into an accident.
Hey, holidays.
Take a blue chew.
Yeah, MLK, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Take a blue chew. You can steer with your dick.
Have you taken one?
I've never taken one. I've done a Yohimbe. I took a whole, my friend goes, this Yohimbe is going to make you hard.
Yohimbe Mutombo?
Exactly right. Hakuna Matata, right? I think I bought a fake watch from Yohimbe Mutombo. No.
You know who he is?
No.
Basketball player.
Okay, well, that's why I don't know.
It's not his real name, but his last name, Mutombo.
Okay.
Dikembe, right?
Yeah, it was close enough. I didn't even remember his first name.
Africa?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Gigantic.
Yeah.
He was an extra in Coming to America.
Was he right? Did he play James?
He was 7 feet tall. You can get his picture up.
Is he really that tall?
Yeah, he's gigantic. He's over 7 feet. He's probably 7'2".
He's ugly as fuck, if I remember.
I wouldn't.
Ugly as fuck. So big lips.
Really? Yeah. All the better to suck my dick.
After I had a couple of blue chews.
Yeah, I would need a blue chew then.
It's the Kembe up there. I got to say, I think he's the ugly
two blue chews and one black dick.
Exactly. Give me some 8 foot colored fellow. I don't need half a blue chew.
Usually they get it up there. Yeah, see? Ugly as fuck.
He's not that ugly.
He's ugly. Yeah,
Barry, by the way, like, yeah. what are you, a young Burt Lancaster?
I used to look in high school. I looked like Tom Cruise and Rick Nelson. Ricky Nelson. I was.
You look like both.
I was the shit when I was younger.
I'm sure.
What's how tall? What is he? 7'2"? I think he's 7'2". I bet 7'2".
Rhymes with blue chew.
His dick alone is 7'2".
It was good. He played at Georgetown. Him and Alonzo Mourning. They didn't win, the two of them together.
Really? When you said Alonzo Mourning, don't just stand by.
7'2"? Yep. The Twin Towers. Alonzo Mourning and Dikembe Mutombo.
Did Israel also knock them down?
They didn't win. It's with the Jews, though. Barry.
Kevin knows a little bit about everything. Kevin,
I really do. I was watching fucking Jeopardy. Now lately, we've been watching Jeopardy because we don't let the kids watch TV on school nights.
There you go.
But then they run out of. Then we run out of fucking trying to entertain them. So we put on Jeopardy because at least it's educational.
God.
The only thing I know is sports and politics. I mean, all the fucking any senator. I know all the senator stuff, sports stuff.
Some
amazing, but I don't know anything else.
Some Rain Man shit.
Funny if your wife was autistic. Yeah, definitely toothpicks. Definitely like 1,140 toothpicks. Definitely. Dad, I like pancakes and Whopper. And just Whopper is good too. You know how it goes. Okay.
You're really merging a couple of great movies from the 90s.
Putting it all together.
Scarface and that other one.
You might say I'm blue chewing.
Shout out to Angel Salazar. I love that dude.
Who's Angel Salazar?
When was the last time you seen him?
I saw him on the train going to Jersey about 2 months ago.
How was he doing? Did he have the boombox?
Nope.
He used to go on stage with a boombox. He probably still does, right?
I think so. He's hilarious, yo.
Yo. Who's Angel Salazar?
He was in Scarface and some other.
He was in Scarface, and he was in Punchline.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the comics in Punchline.
So what was his character? I knew Scarface pretty well.
Get up, Angel.
He was like the fifth or sixth lead.
He was a little nervous. Like, hey, Tony, they're coming around.
Yeah,
the house.
So
like,
young.
Tony,
he was short. He's
did
short.
He did a couple of Pacino films.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he
got
thought
a great
he,
ass!
There he is.
Yeah.
That's him?
He was going to be gigantic because he was very popular in like the 80s and 90s. And he got into these. He was in the Scarface. He was in a... Punchline, and then he just
and now Barry Ribbs is ignoring him on the train. On the train.
Might have had a little
Barry
problem.
Ribbs is like, oh fuck.
He was tied with William Stevenson.
He might have been. He might have some issues with the booger sugar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
but who didn't back in the '80s?
I got a guy I can call. That issue could be checked in about a half an hour. This part of town.
I like we call somebody to go blow. It's actually Bill Schultz delivering the blow now. He's like, well, he just cut out the middle, man.
Somebody told me not to mess with booger sugar. They said I would die and shit.
What, do coke?
You don't know what booger sugar is?
I sure do. Yeah, I mean.
You meant the name. You've done blow or no?
I haven't, but I'm curious about it, but someone said to me the other day, you're too old to try that shit. You'll probably die on whatever.
Barry, you're at the top of the night anyway.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite William Stevenson memory?
Who, me?
Oh. We got a lady.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Barry. Hi, Mr. McCarthy.
Hey, what's going on? How are you? Happy hello, hello.
This voice sounds familiar.
Is this Esther?
I'm Linda Marcus Smith. I'm just a 6-year comic.
Hi,
I've been with Gladys in the develop. Hi, Barry.
No, she says she does. She says she does the Barry Ribs on Twitter.
Oh, is that the one?
No, that's the other caller. Huh?
That's the other caller.
My life's an open book.
Hey, you only had one on the screen.
I got to ask you a question.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm here on the Upper West Side of the U.S. map in Oregon, waiting to come back to Gladys Simon's development room someday. But anyway, I digress. This Kate Quigley, she's going to be at my club tonight and tomorrow and the next night doing her I don't wear a bra thing.
Nice.
And I totally agree with you, Kevin, and I'm going to be sitting there teaching a class when she comes in to get ready. You want me to get her to call you, or do you want me just to scope her out and get multiple pictures for your bathroom wall? What do you want?
Yeah, take some pictures.
Okay.
Did you class?
You'll never know.
Did you go comedy class in what?
I teach a
defensive
class.
Driving.
Stay off the road, bitches. No, I teach new people in Portland. Hey, do you think you're funny? Come and find out all the shortcuts to comedy. Side note, there aren't any. That's what takes a whole hour twice a week. And I get people from Meetup coming in, and the club loves me. So that seems to be my new path in comedy, is to make a club happy. Because evidently I haven't been able to do that with a guy. So I'm working on club.
Have you met Barry?
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, I met Barry. We never got it on, but the apocalypse isn't here yet, evidently. It's close, but one of these days, Barry, one of these days.
Wow.
I think we both have removable teeth.
Wow, really?
Jesus Christ.
I do.
Yo, you were hot up until 5 seconds ago.
Yo.
Yo. Seriously, you could take your teeth out like a bridge or something?
Yeah, I had one. I lost it on.
I'm asking her, Barry.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You're rubbing off on me. I'm
sorry. They're removable dentures from the Department of Veterans Affairs. I got them before the shutdown.
She's a veteran. You got to show her some props.
Well,
what war? Civil?
Sounds like the Korean.
Vietnam era. I was one woman among 2,000 men.
Wow.
That's where I learned how many times were they going to try to put 2,000 into one.
Wow.
Hey.
How about pulling a train? Choo-choo.
What's that equal, 2,000 into one?
Yeah, you know, like dicks in her pussy.
Herpes.
Yeah. So wait, are you really like, are you in your 60s or 70s?
Yeah, you got it. I'm 67 years old.
Wow, you're like my mom's age. It's hot.
Thank you.
I post
nonstop pictures of myself because I'm in shape, and I can, and I have new teeth. So what the hell? Take pictures.
Put those teeth in the dresser when I'm around.
Barry calls them teeth because he's from Elizabeth.
Yo, I got teeth. Break out a blue chew.
Hey, my parents went through the whole. I really love your anti-Semitic jokes because my parents went through the Holocaust.
You make it sound like it's Magic Mountain. They went through the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Kevin's your favorite comic now, right?
Did they get that picture of themselves going in the oven like, hey?
Yeah, like you do when, like you do when you're on the boat ride.
Exactly.
It's so much funnier when somebody who's not Jewish.
It really is, in the hands of a non-Jew.
Nobody hates a Jew more than a Jew. I didn't know they had Jews in Oregon, by the way. She's the one.
I'm the one.
Witness protection. Yeah, talk to Kate Q Quigley and see what her deal is.
I want to see Quigley.
Okay.
Just say you're taking some pictures for Kevin Brannon because he needs some new whack off material.
Yeah. we want to see her Quigley down under.
Yeah.
And check out if those titties are real or not.
Yeah.
Squeeze her tits for Barry Ribs.
Squeeze her titties.
Yo, these tits real, yo.
I love titties.
Harvey's Comedy Club gets the best comics in the on the planet. They get Jimmy Schubert, Kabir Singh. They get hot numbers. And they play their bits, a little bit of their bits, before every show. And people are laughing watching a video. And then they play Kate Quigley, and it's like, cue the crickets. She's not funny.
Linda, you ever heard of Kevin Brennan?
Yes, hell yes. I've been in Comic Strip Live watching him like 2.5 years ago.
What do you think of Neil Brennan?
I don't know who Neil Brennan is.
There you go.
You're all right then.
All right, you're in. Good.
All right, Linda, thanks for calling in.
Linda, thank you.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, you bet. Bye.
All right, bye, sweetheart.
That'd be good. Yeah, I don't want to fucking whatever. KQ. I'm sure she's funny. Florentine said she's funny. I'm sure she's funny, but like, if you slut it up, like everybody on Instagram's like, they're all these like slutty fucking women, and they get a lot of followers and everything, and people are jerking off to this. That's fine and everything, but if you're a comic, I think at some point, I know she's playing like the sex card, and that's fine, but I don't know. It gets a little like.
You gotta pick a side.
I don't know. Do you? That's what I'm saying. Do you?
I don't know.
She can do whatever she wants, but I'm like, is it hurt her somewhere?
Seriously? Although.
Yeah, but then you watch these other women comics who are like not sexy at all, and then they stink. And then you watch their acts, and they stink. Right. Chad's friends with most of them.
Yeah. But they're all great.
No, I know she opens for Joey Diaz. I'm sure she's good because Florentine says she's good. So I don't think she stinks. But then I'm saying maybe she's got it figured out because then these other women like Taylor Tomlinson, she stinks. And Chad's like, she's great, and she's she plays it down like I don't want to look at as a sex object. Don't worry, you're safe.
You're fine.
Very safe. No one's thinking of you as a sex. It's like thinking of Barry Ribs. So I was fucking my wife the other day. I was going to come. I thought of you to slow me down.
Give another 5 seconds.
I came. My wife goes, your dick wasn't even hard. I go, I know.
Right.
It wasn't even hard because she was on top of me and she was fucking grinding my dick. Oh. And then, she keeps grinding. This is a little bit too much information. She's grinding my dick. And then I was like, and then she's like, and then she came and I was like, and I just came. And then she goes, your dick wasn't even hard. I'm like, I know, but it's still, I was caught up in the excitement of it.
Right.
I can come with my dick's not even hard. I'm coming right now.
I can come if you're right now. You should try Blue Chew.
I'm going to try Blue Chew.
Kevin's on fire today. What the fuck happened to
him? I'm going
to
try it on the train.
Do a half of one.
I'm going to try it on the train first, right. See what happens on the train.
Just pull it out. Look and show everybody. They're my sponsor. I'm a big deal. I'm over Louis C.K. with it.
Blue Chew.
This thing.
Blue Chew.
Brian, I haven't been here in a minute. Why is he on fire today? He's
doing great. He's
not on fire.
He's on fire, man.
This 2019, yo.
Yo, you got to pick it up. Shit.
Fire today.
Niggas better recognize.
Huh. What'd you say?
I said niggas better recognize.
Oh. But with an A, yes. Blue Chew.
A-S Blue Chew. Oh.
I don't want to be associated with any fucking.
Or Blue Jew. So last night, I had a hard on. I took, I ate one of these things, put on some matzah. All of a sudden, I'm as hot as algebra.
He's on fire, too.
Did he come up with this original shit?
Yeah.
Write it all down. And the Dead Sea Scrolls. I was sitting by the Talmud, and I write the book, and I go, oh, look at the Dead Sea. It's dead, but it's still alive. There's an eel in there. How dead can it be?
Why are you wearing an I Love New York t-shirt? I mean, you're such a... What a touristy fucking... Where do you even get these?
$3 for $15.
You come to the city, you go, I'm going to buy this. I'm going to wear it on the show.
Where's your
what
statue,
are you representing?
Where's your Statue of Liberty foam.
Yeah. I don't get
somebody,
it.
So, let me tell you. Let me make
it. Tell me. Yo.
I fucking hate Manhattan, okay? I just wore this as a goof.
Oh, good. So at least it's ironic.
Exactly.
It's ironic.
I hate Manhattan.
What do you hate Manhattan?
I hate it. I'm old enough to remember when Manhattan was for all classes and shit. Now you got to be rich or fucking homeless.
Well, sorry, get rid of the streetcars.
So you're halfway there.
The automat's closed, and Barry's like, I'm out of here.
Mike says the same thing. No, you got to be rich, though. You got to be rich or poor. You can't be middle class. Because if you're poor, you get some Section 8 housing, or if you're homeless, you sleep wherever you want.
I was homeless for a couple of weeks.
Please are
William
please.
Was too. William was homeless.
Was he really?
Yeah, he used to be homeless, and then he was like, then he started getting spots around the city. He moved here, I think. He just moved here from Washington, D.C.
Detroit.
No, he was from Detroit, but then he started in D.C. because Henriette Mantel called me when he died, and she's like, we started together in Washington, D.C. So I think he moved here from D.C. with no money, and then he was like, you can't just get an apartment. And then he lied to me one time. His birthday's in March because I remember he wanted us to play cards at his house. And because it was his birthday, so it was late. I said, "You gonna have food there?" He goes, "I got a whole spread." So I think in the black community that means nothing or something. Right. So we get there, there's no food, and it was in Bed-Stuy in like the 90s, and we couldn't even get anyone to deliver because the neighborhood was so bad.
Right.
So we played all fucking night. We played till like 6 in the morning. No food. I was sick for like a month after that because I just was like run down because you're up all night. You get to fight, and then I didn't get to sleep till noon. I had to drive some fucking you-know-what's home. And then
it'd be ironic if you played Go Fish. Why? Like, I wish we had some fish.
That's all you come up with?
Yeah, that's all I got.
I would have eaten anything. Like, at that point, you just want a fucking, just a piece of bread, you know? Yeah. But I said, let's get some food. He goes, no, I got a spread back at the house. Anyway, I said, really, that's my best William Stevenson story.
Shame, I can't believe you didn't do his
make sure you say
eulogy.
Say that at his memorial when it comes right. up.
Enough You're said.
This big dead spook laying here. I can't say it.
A fucking liar, too.
Fucking liar.
How's your sugar drinking that Gatorade?
Huh?
Check up yesterday. He's fine.
Gatorade fucked me up with the sugar. You got to be careful. It'll fuck up your sugar.
It also has aluminum in it. So
but Barry, I ran this morning. Did you run this morning?
I haven't run in years.
Did you run from your house to the subway in Elizabeth?
Yo.
Did you get spooked?
I live near fucking halfway houses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you got to run. If you run, you don't have to worry about William Stevenson. Even if he had walked, he would be alive.
That's right.
You can't just fucking eat whatever you want and then not exercise. Ask fucking Carrie Carabas.
Ugh, don't. Her mouth full of baklava.
Oh, she's always like, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go on the Vermont diet.
Vermont diet.
Everybody has like some different diet. Like, that's going to solve your problem. It's simple. Exercise.
And eat less.
Look at those fucking rolls around under the New York sign.
Right. It's like I live in New
York.
It's
like a fat girl. He like puts the thing. He ties it right where the fat is.
All right, I can't.
I lost a few pounds.
And you found them.
You're on the train coming into the city. What do you think about obesity in the black community? You're around a lot of black people, because that's a problem.
I think generally.
Take your time.
I think generally speaking,
yes.
The average person does not know. Good food, bad food.
No, they know.
Well, it's also, if I can jump in, it's expensive to eat healthy.
It is. It's you know? True. It's a fact. Yeah. Vegetables, candy, and shit food is very cheap.
You want to buy, like, organic whatever the fuck, and it's expensive.
It basically scares you off. The country's not set up for it. Fast food, it's easy. You go drive-thru. There's no drive-thru fucking veggie stores. No.
Right. I'll have the organic leeks and the roasted shallots, please. Thank you. Can I get that on a multi-grain bread? That'll be $85.
Right, and you're sitting in your Prius. It'll take a half an hour.
I've been trolling the audience. They go nuts when I talk about, like, my apartment or whatever, my clothes and stuff. So this guy goes, he goes, yeah, you keep going, fuck you. You keep saying you're so rich. He goes,
I know, people are really trolling you.
I know.
I'm surprised you don't give out your address. Because you're so like, just come over. I'll show you.
And this guy said, I'm worth maybe $6 million. That's middle class in New York. He's like, ah! I don't know. Like, it's, you know, that's not wealthy in New York. It's middle.
You don't have $6 million anyway.
How can I don't?
I met my boyfriend the old fashioned way in the men's room. Yeah. Are you wearing that without, are people reading it on the train?
I don't know if they're reading it or not. I had a jacket on.
Okay.
I did kind of showcase my tits on the train. I was just kind of like sitting there like, hey, what's up? Is this the F train or am I happy to be here?
You like dudes better than women?
No, I like women. I'm not gay at all. Had a guy suck my dick once, didn't care for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The minute he put my hard dick in his mouth, it went soft because I could feel the stubble on his black chin.
Gotcha.
Yeah, black.
He's black.
Barry,
the picture of the guy.
Ever had sex with a man or close to it?
Never. Never.
I feel like you've never had sex with a woman.
Matter of fact, when I was 16, I got hit on by a gay dude, and it scared the fuck out of me.
FDR hit on you?
Say right. Did your monocle fall out of your eye? Bonky, bonky.
What was Herbert Hoover like?
That's when I became a homophobe.
Right.
Oh, that scared the shit out of me.
I played the homophobe in high school.
You became a homophobe by a gramophone.
Harry, so what? How the guy hit on you?
I was up in the Catskills, and I was sharing a
Martin Mall.
Stealing Mortisol.
I was in this. I was a.
Are you in the Catskills? Oh, you're working.
I was a busboy. I was a teenager.
Uh huh.
And they gave us room and board.
Oh, like Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody puts Barry in a corner.
And I just said to the dude, I said, your room is nice, because I had a fucked up room.
Probably thought you were talking about his asshole.
Right.
Your room.
So I said, your room is really nice. He said, how would you like to spend the night? And that scared the fuck out of me. I was 16 at the time.
And how old was he?
48.
He must have been 30 to 45, something. I don't
no
know.
No way.
He was an older dude.
What was he? He was the waiter? He was the head waiter? Get it? Yeah. Head waiter.
Head waiter. Let's get to the bottom of this.
So I was scared. I was scared. I was a homophobe for quite a long time.
That one experience, having an older man hit on you?
Exactly.
Made you a racist to gay people?
I said a homophobe.
That's racist.
That one little thing?
I love all good people, Brian. Let's.
Well, now
he's not
okay.
A bad person. He just wanted you to. You liked his room. He offered you a place to sleep.
Oh, come on. You're like, this is a nice, comfy bed. Like, feeling the mattress.
Maybe he really was just offering, and you know.
Yeah. No. He had a little lisp.
What does that mean?
A little lisp. It's
like Yosemite Sam.
So does Yosemite Sam.
That.
He's a fag too. Yeah,
let me watch.
I gotta rewatch these cartoons.
I remember these Jewish woods. Let me suck your cock. You'll stay over here all night. It'll be spectacular. I'll spit your cum onto a bagel and I'll eat it.
Brian's
on fire, yo.
What's on fire?
What's on fire?
You're gonna burn your shirt, so your shirt will be on fire after the show.
That'd be great.
Burning tees.
So, are you going up tonight somewhere?
Yeah, thank you for asking if I can plug instead of this Chad dude, okay? Can I plug some shit now?
Please. Yeah. You have the floor.
This is a hot week. Tonight, 9:30 at Greenwich Village Comedy
Ooh.
Club in Manhattan.
Ooh.
That's for dudes that can't get into the cellar.
Ooh.
Okay.
And tomorrow at Gladys's at the Comic Strip.
Are the Pips going to be there?
With two of my favorite comics besides KB, that would be KB,
right.
Is Mike Britt and Brian Scott McFadden.
Okay.
Both very strong.
Very strong.
Yo, Kevin.
I really can't follow either one. Actually, Kevin. I'm going to be at...
Two of those dudes are my favorite.
I'm going to be at... this Friday, I'll be at Comedy Night.
Where's Comedy Night?
It's in Carbondale, Pennsylvania, 18407.
Carbondale. Where the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Like Allentown,
but but it's on Main Street, so at least it'll be downtown.
Is this a Rhymes with Rui gig?
No. Yeah, we're going to Carbondale.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They send car service for you, or you gotta?
No, he's gonna give me a ride. You know KP Burke?
Facebook friend of mine.
Brendan Donegan. I guess it's all Irish guys.
Right.
I think he's giving me a ride, so that means I'll have to talk to him, which is
Green Clovers and Purple Diamonds.
Oh, at the Hotel Anthracite. I don't even know what the fuck. This is like,
these are all like mining terms. Huh? It's like mining terms. Like
time traveling.
You get a deposit on that shit?
No, I know the guy. He'll pay me.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You get paid by. I'm just going to give you a pick and be like, you got 10 minutes on that wall.
If I can plug one more that's important,
please,
giving back to the community, Bowery Shelter this Friday at 8 o'clock. At 333 Bowery for the homeless sort of dudes. We're giving back and shit.
Is that when you live there?
I lived on the streets and shit. That's a.
They all know him because he used to live there.
I'm an alum.
Hey, Barry. He's our role model.
I'm an alumni.
He made it.
He's living in a basement.
In the Beth, whatever. Embroidery capital of the world.
It's like the. You know we're kidding, Barry, right?
Of course.
Yo, I could take it, man. I'm doing this shit 25 years.
And you're 79.
How old do I? Oh, you're the wrong
you look good today. You look good. You got a haircut.
And how old do I look?
I think you look 64.
Okay, that's good.
How old do you think you are? How old are you?
I'm between 50 and deceased.
Works every show.
Is that crowd work? Do you ask the crowd? You're like, how old do you think I am? And then.
I never really asked that question, but I figured I would ask Kevin because he doesn't sugarcoat shit.
No,
I don't think you look too old, but you can't let yourself go. You can't, don't be one of those guys who let themselves go. Keep your hair short, you know what I mean. So you look like you, even though you're getting old, you're not letting yourself go.
It's older, Kevin. Older.
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 How do you feel?
I feel terrific, man. I just had the finger
up the... Do the curtains match the drapes?
Oh, yeah, sure. Are you kidding me? It's a snowy mess down there. Absolutely. It's this downy.
Look at the chest and shit. like virtually no grace. Look,
okay.
I said, look. I said,
my hands in my eyes.
It's not that. Yo, it's not that great.
Yeah, it's okay, dark. It's dark.
When your $5 T-shirt, I'd hate for the guy from Nigeria to have to sell you another one. What'd you do to your collar? The collar of your shirt is all stretched out. Are you showing off your brown chest hair?
Dikembe Mutombo gave this to me.
Right.
Ah, damn, you guys. Right. That's called a callback.
It's good. That's good stuff.
Linda Marcus Smith, you can teach your kids out there.
So she's teaching, that woman's teaching comedy in Portland?
Yeah, that's what you do. You say you've been on this show, and then it's like Northern Exposure. You go to a place, and then they're like, oh, you used to, you know, Dave Attell, you know, this guy. I used to work with you.
She's Oregon's Brad Trackman.
They don't know how, like, Brad Trackman. Hey, where's Keith?
Can he hear?
He's a friend of the show. Isn't he a friend
like
of the show?
Like,
no, I know. It's just funny. You always shit on him.
Shout out to Brad Trackman. I just saw him the other night.
He wrote Comey's book with him, but I'm pretty sure he's been involved with these guys for like way longer than we have.
Sure. No,
it's just funny how you're like, Brad Trackman. He's like a fucking punchline. Yeah.
I just saw him the other night. He's a good Broadway comedy comic. He's a good comic.
Who's a bad comic?
There's a lot of
name
them.
Some names.
No.
That's what I'm saying. So even if the guy was a bad comic, it's easy to just say he's a good. I've said this a million times, a broken record, but like everybody says he's a good comic. Well, you can't prove it, you can't disprove it. So, but no one ever says, oh, he stinks. I'll say it. Jeff Ross stinks.
Jeff Ross did the Hollywood thing with me, and you would appreciate this maybe.
Go ahead.
Just hit him on the back of the head with a brick.
What?
With a fucking Elizabeth, New Jersey thing to him.
Kevin.
Yeah. And then you'll get into trades.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I was talking to Kevin.
Yeah, but, I mean, you were going to say something prior to that.
I got to meet Jeff Ross at the Cellar, and I told him, man, I know I'm late, but you're hilarious. Then I see him a year later at the Comedy Store, and he went all Hollywood like he didn't know who the fuck I was. And he sees me all the time. So he's one of those dudes.
Well, that's how the L.A. thing. They can't. They don't, when you're in L.A., it's like all the New York rules. Do I know you're from New York? It's like, it's just fucked up. So
exactly.
That's why I hate everybody in L.A. and, you know, whatever. It's easy to, because it's just, they all play the L.A. thing. He can't be associated with you, because then it'd be like, oh, why are you talking to him? It's like high school out there.
Exactly.
Like if you're talking to a guy.
McDougal Street is the same shit too, Kevin.
Not saying it ain't, yo.
Real dudes there.
I don't hang out there. I don't sit at the table.
A lot of those dudes are bougie and shit. Like
bougie as a motherfucker. Name some names.
Let me tell you something. Listen. Okay, I've come into my own. Don't laugh, either one of you. You know, a lot of people know me in New York.
Yep, sure.
But years ago, about 15, 20 years ago, on McDougal Street, they wouldn't say hello to me.
In the Cellar. Just call it the Cellar.
Whatever. But uptown, they would say hello to me. The only few guys that are real that don't switch that shit is Mike Vecchione. Very few of those dudes do not switch it up. Did I make my point at all?
You did. I heard Aziz Ansari is Indian.
No, so when you're at the comic strip or something, they're friendly to you, but then when you're downtown, they act like they don't know you.
Fuck them all, man. I'm Barry motherfucking Ribs.
That's right.
Fuck them.
Tony Roma's favorite.
Tom Van Horn is a cool dude. Attell, I don't even say anything to Attell. I asked him for an autograph for my nephew one time, and it was like a big deal to him. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, but he plays that thing like everything's a problem. He's got mental problems. He's got mental issues.
Yo.
I can't wait till he gets like fucking, what do you call that?
Cancer?
Dementia.
Oh, dementia.
And he's like, hey, he's up on stage. And you can't really tell because his act is so erratic.
Yeah.
Yo, Kevin and Brian, I grew up in the business, so none of these dudes.
Business.
Monkey business.
These dudes don't impress me, okay? I've seen everybody before they hit it, okay? So you can't come at me like, oh, I am at the Cellar Pass. You can't do that shit to me.
You go up to the Cellar?
Sherrod Small said he's going to put me on his show on 3rd Street one of these days.
Is it the Village Underground?
Where he has it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. One of these days, Sherrod said he's going to hook me up.
One of what days?
When he remembers again.
I've never heard. I haven't heard that in a long time. One of these days. One of these days, I'm going to suck your dick. Like, what kind of a promise is that?
Like
a pinky promise.
You got a blue chew. No problem
told
there.
Only two times he's going to.
How often does he do the show there? Once a month?
Well, we only have 6 minutes.
I think so. That's a hot room, Kevin. That's like Comedy Store back in the 70s. Have you been to that room?
I have. Yeah.
I don't know if I've been to both on 3rd Street, but I've been to one of them. I think the Fat Bull. I don't know which is which. That's a hot-ass fucking room.
The downstairs? Do you used to go up at the Comedy Store in the 70s?
I'm one of the dudes, Argus Hamilton told me, of my generation. I'm one of the few dudes of my generation that did all three rooms at the store.
What year?
In the last 10 years, I've done all three rooms.
The belly
what?
Room.
Well, how about you said it was like the Comedy Store in the 70s. So did you work the Comedy Store in the 70s?
In the 70s, I was what I call super audience. I started in 94. In the 70s, I was just loving What's so funny about that, Brian?
It's funny that, like, you're referencing, like, you were at the, like, you were actually at the, but you're just in the audience.
I was super, I call myself super
audience. What does that mean?
Like, you're a big fan. Right? You're a big fan.
Like, Richard Pryor!
I am a fan of comedy first and foremost, but in the 70s, I saw everybody starting out, and it was a hot place to be, and that's why I'm
saying. It
was
fucking crazy hot, the 70s at the Comedy Store, because nobody thought they were going to make any money, and they were just doing it to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And some of those dudes became rich and famous.
No, a lot of them, because they were there at the beginning.
Barry gave Freddie Prinze some advice on his career. Kill himself.
That's not funny.
Too soon?
Who'd you see at the Comedy Store in the 70s? You must have seen Pryor and Robin Williams.
I didn't see him, but something.
How about Tom Dreesen?
Yeah, a lot of Dreesen.
Prior to that?
How about Letterman or Leno or Richard Lewis or take your time. It's 3:27.
Let me tell you, I saw Richard Lewis at Pips in the early 70s.
You know who I would like to have seen? Dice before he blew up when he was fucking killing it in Los Angeles.
I never saw Dice before, but I have sort of an interesting Gary Shandling story. Do we have the time?
No, we don't. Luckily, we don't have the time.
Next time.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a little known.
Already a bad idea.
This is a little known tidbit, Kevin. That you could stop me if you find.
They call it tidbit and not titbit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a better word?
We're in Oregon tonight with her titbits.
When Gary Shandling came to L.A.,
yes.
like all of us, we got to find our stage, voice, persona, whatever.
You were the audience at the time. You weren't like all of us. You weren't.
Oh, the audience had to find that persona,
too. Oh, we got
to
wrap it up.
We're about finished.
Gary Shandling was a writer first, though.
Right.
Well, here's something that's an interesting tidbit.
Gary Shandling, tidbit. You want to hear an interesting tidbit? Gary Shandling was on the wrong side of the strike when the comics went on strike in the 70s at the Comedy Store. Yep. He was on the club side because he said his family was they were Jews, of course, so they were like merchants.
Yep.
So they were on the side of the
Bender
of the company. Yeah, Mike Binder and
I was there.
Argus Hamilton, but he was fucking Mitzi.
Right.
Right.
I was there in those days. I was in the audience. Yeah, I was an outsider. Right. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So I feel blessed that I'm doing what I'm doing now. I feel very blessed.
Look at our 9/11 story. He was like at a diner on 23rd Street.
Well, what I want to say about Shandling, when Shandling was trying to find his voice,
yes,
he was out of desperation. Yeah. He did a Nutty Professor character.
Yeah.
I was there. I witnessed that shit. He was desperate.
The audience.
Where? At the Comedy Store?
Yep.
Well, his whole character wasn't far from the Nutty Professor. He was always kind of like the dumb, you know, dumb smart guy.
Turned out to be one of my favorites.
He was good.
All right. Yep. That was worth
the story. No Kevin Brennan, but.
No, that was good. All right. What are your plugs? Social media?
The plugs are ready.
Social media, buddy?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. A phony Twitter that somebody started, and Kevin told me to go on Twitter, which I still haven't done. And I'm on Instagram.
Well, what's your Instagram handle?
It's Barry_Ribs.
Okay, great. Yeah. And folks, if you notice the handsome T-shirt I'm wearing here, go to BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to the shop, Gay for Pay, F-O-R-P-A-Y. And this is one of the many hilarious slogans you get on an American Apparel T-shirt.
You got man titties, you know that?
No one believes that you're not. You have no gay in you.
Start the new year looking great.
BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com.
Right. Hello. Why is it blue? What am I, a Smurf? I'm over here now. Hold on. I'm looking for the Smurfs. I'm in the village. The Gargamel's coming to get me. I got to hold on for Gargamel. Maybe I'll fuck Gargamel.
That's Jackie Mason?
Yeah, it's Jackie Mason.
It's uncanny. It's uncanny.
Gargamel comes over. He's got a cat. I fucked a cat.
You guys started together, right? I'm kidding, of course.
Come on, kid, stop.
I got stories about Mason next time I come. I got stories.
Sheba or?
Both of them.
Both.
This blue Jew, I came so much, they wiped my eyes is gone.
It didn't even make sense. I just love the voice.
Thank you.
What's your plugs, Kevin?
I already did the plug. I'm in Carbondale.
Auburndale, Pennsylvania.
Auburndale, Pennsylvania. This Friday. I go to my website. I got dates I can't mention. I have dates I can mention.
That's right.
So I'll be saying them on
tour. Auburndale.
I'll be plugging the plugs.
Like Hotel Mixelpick or something, right?
Huh?
Get some hotel. A starts with an A.
What was it called again? Carbondale, Pennsylvania. I don't even know where it is, but you can Google it if you're fans in Pennsylvania. It's probably not far. I don't think it's that far from Philadelphia, but maybe it's near Amish country. Who gives a shit? But then you can on the way out there, you can make your own butter.
Make a little shoe.
Anyway,
shoe fly pie.
What is it made of? Shoe fly pie.
Caramel and yo caramel yo.
There's no flies.
William Stevenson's favorite.
There's no flies in shoe fly pie.
I put one in the casket. Take this with you, my brother.
That'd be funny. People still giving him food.
Like grape soda.
Like lemon meringue pie.
Yeah, exactly.
He loved his lemon meringue. He was he never missed dessert. He would be like, I'll have nobody eats dessert there at the cellar. He had dessert every fucking time. Every show.
A piece of dark meat.
And he would eat like a big fucking big appetizer and then get an entree and then dessert and then go right to the train.
So you guys don't believe in you don't subscribe to talking ill of the dead, right? You don't believe in it.
I speak ill of the ill and the dead, motherfucker. Yo.
Gotcha.
All right.
No, what are they going to do? What's it going to do? Was God going to punish me? You see my dick here, he punished me.
Right.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we're still on the air. Anyway, thanks to the crew.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you guys over there.
Thanks to BlueChew.com. Sorry about the read. Thanks to the audience.
Shit.
Go Delta.
I got blisters on my finger.